about a year ago, we were down in Madison meeting with Jane Carolla with the DOT. And during that meeting, they kind of laid out some of the goals we have to reach before we gain this designation as a scenic byway. It's taken a lot of effort because we have to do what's called an inventory. And we actually have to drive and write down everything that mile by mile that would be of interest along the byway. And originally, we were planning to start the byway down at the Menominee Indian Nation, at which would be the base of the byway right off of Highway 29. But the Menominee Indian tribe decided they didn't want to be part of the byway. So then we had to shorten it. So we decided to start at the intersection of Highway 64 and Highway 55 in Langley County. We have decided to create more of a figure eight pattern that would then include Leona and Wabino as well. And what's unique about our byway is we have the Wolf River, which is designated as a National Scenic Waterway, which is a very awesome attraction for tourists when they go to the Wolf River and actually see it and touch it and feel it. And then, of course, Mole Lake, Secaucus, Chippewa is right there as well on the Highway 55. And we have a log cabin, which is on the National Register of Historic Properties. So those were a couple of good things right away. Then, of course, we have the Nicolet National Forest. There's so much history in this area that goes back, hundreds and hundreds of years when we got into trying to figure out where the native people in Wisconsin are actually going to live. And fortunately for the Secaucus and Chippewa, they were able to stay in their original homeland, which is on Rice Lake, which has always been a source of food. Harvesting wild rice is part of the culture. And the people of the Secaucus and Chippewa did not want to leave, even though the state wanted them to back in the 1800s, and they didn't want to go, and they ended up staying, which was kind of a unique happening in itself, because the state of Wisconsin in 1848 wanted all Indian tribes to be gone from the state of Wisconsin and move out west. So surviving was a big issue back then. And this byway now today will have the signage that will be erected by the DOT along the way. So as you travel, when you come along Highway 29 out of Green Bay and you see a big sign that says, "Welcome to the Scenic Byway, next exit," that's going to drive tourism into our community. And those are the kind of things we need. We need to promote, and we need to create a motivation for people to want to make that detour and come up 55 as opposed to maybe taking another route.